We are now going to turn our attention to the historic Women's March that kicked off the day after Donald Trump was inaugurated. I was in Washington, D.C. with so many. I don't know if anybody's ever taken account of how many people were on the street then. They were joined by hundreds of thousands of women and men and other supporters of trans people across the nation, but also across the world. Internationally, it also took off. So the third annual is coming up, not without controversy, but let's go to a clip to remind us about why we're marching. It was made in 2017, but it's still relevant today.
I am marching for my late mother, a modern day suffragette.
I march to honor the past activists who have created the world that I'm privileged to live in right now.
We were active in the 60s. We walked in the Civil Rights March. We burned our bras. We fought for equal rights then. And I can't believe we're having to do it all over again.
I march because I want my Native sisters to realize that there is more to you than the reservation life.
As a Syrian American Muslim woman and survivor of domestic abuse, I'm not just wanting to march, I have the calling and the need to march.
I am marching for all victims of abuse to show that we are not helpless, hopeless, or powerless.
I march to take a step toward a world where women, men, and children each have an equal opportunity to fulfill their promise.
I march because I deserve to feel equal.
I'm marching for my fellow disabled Americans who have been mocked and laughed at.
I march because I was once an undocumented immigrant, and I know what it's like to live without a voice.
To march for the rights and the religious freedom of people of all backgrounds.
I'm marching for my sons. I'm marching for my wife.
I really believe that the way a nation treats its women is a reflection of its integrity and of its character.
I believe in this march to create unity in times of diversity.
I march because for a long time I felt less. Less because of the language I spoke, the country I came from, my gender, and the person that I'm with.
All righty. And the mission of the Women's March, they say the mission of the Women's March is to harness the political power of diverse women and their communities to create transformative social change. Women's March is a women-led movement providing intersectional education on a diverse range of issues and creating entry points for new grassroots activists and organizers to engage in their local communities through trainings, outreach programs, and events. Women's March is committed to dismantling systems of oppression through nonviolent resistance and building inclusive structures guided by self-determination, dignity, and respect. And here to discuss the Women's March and what's going on in specifically in Los Angeles, I would like to welcome Gina Belafonte, a native New Yorker. She spent her life in the arenas of entertainment and activism, where her professional work thrives today. She's the youngest child of Julie and Harry Belafonte. Yes, that Harry Belafonte, whose impact in these fields is among the most influential and progressive in the world. So Gina's passions and work comes as no surprise. She's an actress, director, producer, and co-director of Sankofa, .org, which is a social justice organization founded by her father that enlists the support of today's most celebrated artists and influential individuals in collaboration with grassroots partners to elevate the voices of the disenfranchised and promote peace, justice, and equality. Gina, welcome.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me.
Okay, I'd also like to welcome Emiliana Goreca, entrepreneur based in Los Angeles with a passion for giving back to the community, along with being an award-winning event producer. Emmy, as she is known, devotes much of her time to advocacy programs for women's rights, Latino education, and gender equality. She is known for her community organizing. She brings more than a decade of of experience in organizing events through the Women's March LA. And in 2016, Emmy founded the Women's March LA Foundation, a nonprofit organization, and is the driving force behind the official Women's March in Los Angeles. Emmy, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, so let's start with this and basically just get that bit out of the way. We know that there's been controversy around the Women's March this year. Nevertheless, I know that likely hundreds of thousands of women are nevertheless going to be hitting the streets. But it seems as though in so many cities, the Women's March has been put on the defensive with these charges of anti-Semitism, specifically on some of the leaders of the Women's March in Washington, D.C. And a lot of people are very, very worried about it because at this time that women are so under attack after the Kavanaugh hearings, et cetera, that we really need to be coming together and building unity rather than allowing the whatever missteps may have been taken to really divide us. And Emmy, I wondered if you had a comment on that.
Right. So I think that there's a lot of systems out there that are trying to break the Women's March apart. I mean, there is no denying what organized women can do. I mean, we just put over 100 women in office, but not just 100 women, 100 diverse women. So I think that we're scaring the system. we're changing the status quo. So, of course, they're going to find something, right? But also, a lot of us are new organizers, and I think that we didn't expect how much pushback we would get from merely being organized, because that's what it is. And as we're trying to build political power as minority women, the pushback is even stronger. So I think, you know, there has been controversy. We will work through it. We will all continue to work because at the end of the day, women are under attack. I mean, we're talking about in LA, we're talking about a teacher strike that affects mostly women. Most teachers are women. We're talking about a government shutdown where people have not been paid for over 3 weeks. We have a lot of things that we need to fix. Women's March is not the answer for everything, but for us, we must continue the work aside from controversies because the issues with women don't go away.
Yeah, and Gina, just bringing you into this discussion, I mean, we certainly know the work and the history of your father, who is an icon in the civil rights movement, and you're an icon in the making, Gina, having been trained in that work. And one of the worries that a lot of us had with the growth of boycott divestment movement, the support for Palestinian people. I mean, when that massacre happened in Pittsburgh, a lot of people said, oh, you know, part of the backlash will be people, you know, kind of saying that, you know, Islamophobia, which we know is on the rise. We also know anti-Semitism is on the rise and racist attacks are on the rise. But how is that reality going to be dealt with? So it seems as though some people are being put on the defensive and having to say, no, we're not anti-Semitic. And frankly, being for Palestinian people doesn't mean that you're anti-Semitic or being anti-.
Absolutely.
Right. So just a quick comment. And then we want to talk about the details of what will be happening on the streets in Los Angeles. Gina.
Sure. Absolutely. Once again, thank you for having me. And I want to just say that I'm absolutely honored to have been for the last 3 years working beside Emiliana Guareca of the Women's March and Dina Katz, who have really tirelessly been coordinating these efforts to make sure that it is a very inclusive experience and that we do our best to address as many issues as possible in the time frame that we have. You know, this is an ongoing tactic of movement
to be divisive and to try to divide us, to try and break us down, to try and pit us against one another. As you were mentioning that event that happened, that horrific event that happened in Pittsburgh, I would like to say that our sister, Linda Sarsour, was one of the first women who happens to be Muslim to come forward in support of the Jewish people, to bring awareness to that incident and to make sure that we come together in community to support the women and the men of that community who were so horrifically
slaughtered, really,
by what happened. Mm-hmm. Yes. And so, you know, we all have history. We all come from different spaces. We have a lot of mentors. We also have a lot of femtors. And I think that if we as a community continue to pick and gnaw at the very small things in our history that we have done, whether we are proud of them or not, and do not look at what we are doing right now in the present and moving forward, then we're just trying to be divisive. And the Women's March Los Angeles, which is a separate entity from the national, as many of the marches across this country are all separate individual entities that raise money on their own and resources on their own, are all coming together in a stance to say women have a voice. We are here, we will continue to be here, and you will not shut us up. And we have a lot to say, and we do have a lot to say at this particular march across the country. And I'll even let Emmy, you know, take over and talk about some of the amazing programming that we have coming up on Saturday. But I really want to stress the point that this is an ongoing tactic when a movement gets strong and gets united to find ways in which to divide us and pit us against one another. And what we are saying is no, because we believe in the beloved community. We believe in really getting all of the issues understood and answered, asking questions with our sisters, understanding their points of view, and even in the spaces and places where we do not agree, at least we agree to continue to have a conversation and talk to understand more deeply the other person's perspective and point of view to come to solution.
Right. And Linda Sarsour is Palestinian American that you mentioned, and one of the four women on the board of the National Women's March, which, as you say, is a separate entity and has been. So it's not true that the Women's March split off from the National.
Right.
It's
no,
not the case. Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And as it relates to, you know, Palestinian issues, you know, we stand with our sisters and brothers from Palestine in support of their plight, as we would any oppressed people. And there is this misconception that if you do that, that makes you anti-Semitic, which one has absolutely nothing to do with the other. But this is this kind of constant sort of messaging that goes out to divide us.
Right.
And we say no more.
Absolutely. We're going to stay together. And Gina is also on the coordinating committee in California of the Poor People's Campaign. And the Poor People's Campaign has asked all supporters of the campaign to come out in Los Angeles, come out in Washington, D.C., and support the Women's March. And Emmy, so what is the day looking like? And where can people go to find out what they should do, what they should bring, and all of that kind of information?
I'm looking at the weather. It looks like it's going to be 70 degrees, so I'm looking at that first.
Oh, that's good news. No rain.
right. So our website is womensmarchla.org. womensmarchla.org. You'll be able to find information on program, on what to bring, where to meet. We're meeting at Pershing Square, marching towards City Hall. We do have an opening stage, and we have a closing stage. We have worked year-round to bring together a program that represents LA, that represents the grassroots activists, that represents some of our elected officials, and issues that LA has, right, speaking on issues. So we do have talent, some musical talent coming. We have the Ray Chu Band. We have, I just got an email which gives me chills, Jemele Hill joining us. So we have a program that is very representative of LA.
Right. And I got an email that the first partner of California, Jennifer Sybil Newsom, will be joining. Also, Laura Dern is another one. So a lot going on. And of course, the Tongva Nation, which is the indigenous people in Los Angeles, they'll be doing the opening of the march. So people are meeting up, and that's going to be at 8:30 in the morning, if that's correct, on Fifth and Hill for our listeners in Southern California. And if you need an address, it's 532 South Olive Street. And tell us about, quickly though, Emmy, about transport, because we know when there are tens of thousands of people on the street, getting around can be a little difficult, including getting to the march.
Right. So Metro, we worked with Metro and Dash. They have put forth extra trains for public transportation. We do suggest public transportation. We also have Lyft as a partner for new users. There is a code on our website. So we do have a partnership. We do suggest public transportation, carpool, because parking is limited. We do have a lot of people condensed downtown. So public transportation is key for all of us, or a bus if you're coming in groups. You're able to find all this information at womensmarchla.org. to assist with any transportation needs.
Right. And for our listeners who hopefully will be on the streets, they should know, I think I representing our women's network, the Global Women's Strike and International Women's Strike. I think I'm scheduled to speak just for a couple of minutes, sometime between 9 a.m. and 9:20. So you got to turn out early if you want to hear that. And Gina, you have been working on the program. Any other message you want to quickly give us?
Well, again, I've just been blessed with the opportunity to be the MC of the stages for the last 3 years. And again, I will this year sharing the time and the space with my sister Emmy to make sure the program runs smoothly and that people feel that they're being seen and heard and feel safe. We have great musical performances. We have street dance activism with Shamel Bell. We've got a lot of really great. We've got Raja Kumari coming. We've got Daisy O'Dell, DJ Daisy O'Dell, who's coming to work with us. So it's going to be a very exciting program. We're catering to all ages and all women of all creeds, colors, shapes, and sizes. We're all sisters in this process, in this movement, and we're excited to welcome everyone to come down to Pershing Square and move on to Grand Park on Saturday.
Right. So everybody out there who wants to stand for human rights, but who also wants to stand against divisiveness and division, we all know that women internationally are still doing 2/3 of the world's work for about 5% of the world's income. This, according to U.S. figures, and it's going to take a huge movement, a fusion movement coming together to push that forward. So Gina and Emmy, thank both of you so much for your work and also for joining us. Thank you.
And thank you, Margaret, so much for having us and for this wonderful show, The Journey of Truth.
Okay, thank you.